So I'm going to bring it. Oh, you know what? She's got her own presentation. I'm going to bring up our last guest for the night, Stacy Sebchak, the, what is your title these days? We don't know what Stacy's title is. Stacy has been, prior to now, the director of the Fort Collins Bike Library. Now that we are evolving into a bike share, we have an undetermined title, but she is still running the bike share. So she's going to tell us about it. These guys are going to cover for me while I go to her presentation.
Yeah, I'm actually taking nominations for job title. So after this presentation, if something comes to mind, please let me know.
All right, so there's a presentation for you.
Nice. Well, as you mentioned, we have transitioned the bike library into our new community bike library, Fort Collins Bike Share. Oh, is this great? Thanks. Have you guys seen the Zagster bikes around town?
Yes.
All you have nodding. This is amazing. Pretty cool. Obviously a lot more visible than our former bike library. So I just put basically all of my talking points on here. It's not this wonderful, flashy slideshow. This is me trying to keep myself in check because I love this stuff and I will talk about it too much. So I will just try to talk according to my slides tonight. So this is kind of what I want to cover. Obviously there's plenty of room for questions during and after. Just interrupt me. What's the bike share? What happened to the bike library? Why the bike share? The bikes? How to use the system, the map of the stations, and how you guys are a part of this. So weird, I want to look at you and have you change this. I have all the tools I need. Okay. So we really just wanted to bring bikes to Fort Collins to make them more available for more people to ride more often. According to our bike library users, who have been using our system since 2008, all of our riders are using the bikes to go to restaurants and retail shops, breweries. 60 to 70% of our riders claim they're doing both of those things with the bikes. Riding the bike paths, going to work and school, and using the bikes for their large group events. So I find myself answering this question so many different ways, so many times. I just referred to some notes today and looked at why is our staff, why are we putting so much energy into bike share? And I realize these are the things I'm consistently saying. We want to do this because we want to break down barriers to cycling, making bikes and bike knowledge accessible so that anyone who's even a little bit curious about riding, whether it's for recreation or commuting, has a chance to do so, and they feel like they have the tools to do so. So it's beyond just providing bikes, it's about providing a resource. Yeah. And we all ride for different reasons, for our personal reasons, health, environment, fun. But we want to give our community even more excuses to ride, and we hope that bringing bike share to Fort Collins provides that excuse. And then, of course, more people on bikes makes Fort Collins more awesome. So here's what people were saying they loved about the bike library, and we tried to incorporate this in our vision as we brought bike share into town. Visiting family and friends can experience Fort Collins like a local. Try a bike before buying one. This is a little place in my heart that we really need to talk some more about. People really enjoyed our specialty fleet, and that was the unique bikes like our cargo bikes, our tandems, our tag-alongs for the children, our trailers. If you haven't noticed, we currently don't have those in our fleet. Definitely a conversation for the future. We need money to do that, so let's pull that again to sponsorships when we talk about that. Another unique thing about the bike library, people loved walking in and talking to us about where do I ride, how do I get there, what am I going to see between these two points, what are the safest streets in Fort Collins. And then, of course, just making people feel like anyone can ride. You don't have to be a special person to ride a bike. Well, we did have some limitations with our bike library, and We got a lot of people wanting bikes, and we couldn't fulfill the demand. So we had very limited hours, limited days of the week, and you had to come see us to get a bike. So now that we have bike share around, you can get a bike anytime you want it. We also never had an emergency contact service for someone who might have had a trouble with the system or if they were broken down. So now we have a 24/7 call center. On-call mechanics for bike repairs, obviously multiple checkout locations, and of course the staffed hub location. So formerly the bike library, we still have Bike Fort Collins employees staffed inside the downtown transit center Monday through Saturday to kind of provide that same warm and fuzzy specialized service that the bike library has always provided. And we have some employees here in the room, Lauren Nagel and Kelly. Heard a lot about Kelly tonight. She is a very special person. And we actually, that's all we have today. But what I wrote in yellow at the bottom, which I'll just read it to you, is something that we've always just kind of held near and dear to our hearts, is that one of our goals has been to better accommodate our commuters and our resident riders in Fort Collins just by increasing accessibility to shared bikes. You know, 75% of our users of the bike library were visitors to Fort Collins, because visitors have flexible schedules, but our commuters in the morning didn't really have a whole lot of options for using shared bikes. So by creating a dense network of bike share stations all over town, choosing to ride a bike instead of driving a motor vehicle becomes a viable option anywhere, anytime. So, what do those words say? So this is from our bike share kickoff celebration. Those are our ambassadors, Lauren and Josh. They were picking up the balloons for our ribbon cutting ceremony, having fun doing it. But the idea here is that our local cycling experts, our Bike Fort Collins staff, plus our bike share technology, that whole picture creates our uniquely Fort Collins bike share program. And these are the kind of driving teams behind bike share. So City of Fort Collins, FC Bikes, Tesla's department, Bike Fort Collins, the nonprofit, and Zagster, the provider of the bike share technology. All of us are working together to make this happen. So it's really not one entity. Just an overview of the bikes. Key features are basically that they're rideable by just about anybody. They are uniform size, but they have front and rear hub-driven lights, baskets, and they're basically, they have a U-lock that's used like any other U-lock, but that you gain access to using the U-lock via a code that you're provided on your smartphone, or any phone for that matter, whether you're using the Zagster app or a text-based phone, you can get the code to have access to your U-lock, which then allows you use of the bike just like you would your own bike. I keep this in here because I really want to see these in Fort Collins. So these are some examples of specialty bikes that Zagster is able to make. Side-by-side tandem, adult trike, a cargo trike, and a hand cycle. And for anyone who feels really compelled to see these in Fort Collins, come talk to me, because we just need a sponsor to make that happen. So how do you use the system? You basically need to become a member by visiting a website, downloading an app to your phone. Use your phone to get a code to unlock the bike. Use the bike as you would anytime you need to. Just park it back at a bike share station when you're done, and then click end your ride on your smartphone. If you don't have a phone, you come to see us in the Downtown Transit Center and we'll do all that for you. Okay, membership. Everyone has to pay $7 a day to use the system, or you get an annual pass for $60, split the difference-ish, a weekly pass for $15. Once you've gained access to the system, you can make unlimited 30-minute rides for no additional charge. You just need to plug it into another station and your ride, and then get another bike if you want, or if you exceed 30 minutes, it's basically just $1 per half an hour after that first 30-minute ride, 30-minute grace period. Maximum charge is $18 a day. So our bike library rentals were $10 a day for a full day period. It's not quite double that, but it's significantly lower than other bike share systems. So we're hoping that that's not a barrier to someone wanting to use these bikes. So what does the money go towards? Local staffing. So the sponsorship fees and those associated with getting the system in place go to our partner organization, Zagster, to help fund the operation maintenance of the system. But all of the rider fees and annual passes, those go towards supporting the local staff, the portion of the bike share program that is kind of that unique local flavor. So we're really hoping that people end up riding a lot because that helps ensure that there's Bike Fort Collins staff here that are employed, able to kind of bring some of that bike messaging and bike love to this bike share program and make it a little bit more uniquely Fort Collins, so we don't end up with just another bike share program that doesn't have a face to it. Can't see it, I'm gonna skip it. Basically, our stations right now are along the Max Corridor, Lincoln Center, Library, New Belgium, and Odell, with more to come. So expansion. We expand when we get sponsors. I guess I'm going to back up a little bit. So a station sponsor has to pay $9,000 for an annual sponsorship, and that allows that station to be placed on the sponsor's property or anywhere that the city is amenable to that being placed. That is an annually renewable fee, and we're hoping that enough sponsors feel compelled to bring bikes near their point of business where that becomes something that's not an option. We want more bikes, more places all over town. So we're hoping that people want to see the station grow organically and say, cool, I need a bike over at Jessup Farms, therefore I will find a way to make that happen. I will collaborate with nearby businesses so we can maybe like pool our resources and get a station at this one location. Open to dialogue on that. And our community's role. So expansion of the stations. We want to get the word out there so people know that it's as easy as contacting us to say, we have budget in our either marketing dollars or our philanthropy dollars or in our just goodwill fund that we say we need more bikes in Fort Collins. So we want to talk to anyone who feels compelled to add more. We want to host rides out of Downtown Transit Center. We want to use that as a really vibrant cycling resource for Fort Collins. So your events and your rides, come talk to us, come talk to Kelly. She's kind of putting that together and coordinating all of the things that are happening in Fort Collins and getting the word out through the hub. And riding the bikes, giving us feedback. And of course, let me know if you have any questions.
Does anybody have any questions now? Here we go.
So say I borrow a bike and I'm out riding a bike at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning because I do. And I get a flat tire because I do. And I call somebody, they're going to come help me out?
I love this question. I have actually had this question of Zagster. So Zagster provides the 24/7 call support, and they have protocols for those call center answerers about what to do if XYZ. So I've actually intended to have that situation kind of accidentally happen and call myself to see what the response will be.
I think we have a
volunteer
for you.
Because there's room for that to be flexible and improved upon, whatever it is. So we've requested that there is support to the extent that there, you know, a rider is directed to the nearest bus stop, the nearest taxi, maybe even calling the taxi for support. We haven't actually seen the protocols yet, but I think that's something we could maybe ask for because we have requested some of that. They're not going to come pick you up. They're going to encourage you to lock the bike to a secure location to protect their assets. And then make you feel comfortable enough to get home somehow. And you're off the hook for that mechanical. It's their responsibility. But it's a good question. I've actually kind of wanted to secretly just test that system myself.
I simply wanted to ask, how do you see this, how do you predict the program being adopted over time? Maybe in light of how it's been adopted in other similar cities. I know Denver's not exactly similar, but I know the program that they have has been wildly successful.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, the projections for most bike share cities and those that we've seen coming into this are huge, and I don't know that those projections are fair for Fort Collins. So it's really hard to say. I mean, we know the bike library grew very much over time and was very successful and had just one of these trajectories. With greater access to the bikes, I'm hoping that's a steep curve as well. I don't know. Obviously, we wouldn't do this if we didn't think it would work, but what those numbers are, I guess, remain to be seen. Yep.
So I have a question about the maintenance. Is that contracted out to some people in town, or?
Yep, so Zagster has a certified mechanic program that they require their contracted mechanics to go through in order to become qualified, and then they're selected and they are, you know, contracted to do so. So all maintenance requests, if a rider has a problem, they just simply, you know, call a number or push a button on the app, and they get connected to Zagster, and the request is filed, and then the Zagster engages their maintenance team to take care of it. Yeah. Yep.
Here we go. Yes. How adjustable are the bikes for fit?
seat height. Yep. I mean, you could branch on it if you needed to. I don't know how that would affect the liability policy that they carry on those bikes, but I bet you could raise the handlebars if you had to.
Are there family memberships? Family memberships?
Oh, yeah, good idea, though. Yeah. Could be some incentives for getting number of people from the same family on bikes. Good idea, actually.
Any questions? I've got a couple.
Yeah.
What happened to all the original bike library bikes?
Yeah, so they've been retired and they will be repurposed to other organizations. Those were owned by the city of Fort Collins, and they've established a program where they're going to donate them to other government or nonprofit organizations. So we should see some of them going. Do you want to give details on that, like the possibilities of where they could go?
Yeah, so we're still working that out, but we're trying to, Stacy said, repurpose them to different governmental entities and then nonprofits. So some of them will stay within the city. With Safe Routes to School, with the Bicycle Ambassador Program, we'll be donating some to CSU for their tours and their international housing. We're also talking about the Murphy Center, and then am I forgetting any?
I think we might have some left, you know, some others left that we might want to think about the Bike Co-op.
Bike Co-op, right. So, yeah, still working out the details, but that's the goal, so.
What's currently your, I couldn't tell on the map, for the south station?
Gardens on Spring Creek is okay. The outlier down there. So okay. Obviously we'd like to connect a few stations between Laurel Max Station, which is the next furthest one up north, there in the gardens.
Do you have other locations that are planned and actually in the works, or is that solely based on funding, or how does that?
There are some in the works, and I feel like there's so much sensitivity around that. I don't know if we can say anything about it. I don't know. Might as well confer over here.
Yeah, no, we're working with CSU right now and finalizing some of the details to have some stations there. But as Stacy talked about, you know, the system expansion is really going to depend on partners and other sponsors coming to the table to really grow to South Fort Collins and other parts of the community. So.
And that was a 9,000 annually for the station, or is that one time?
9,000 a year.
Okay.
It's a big price tag, which is why we're trying to encourage collaboration on that. If it seems insurmountable for a small business, maybe clusters of businesses, which is what they do in Albuquerque with the system.
I was envisioning it as, you know, strip malls or areas of businesses coming together and having their association dues pay for that, because that would be a draw, I would think. I don't know if it's a $9,000 a year draw, but.
Yeah. Well, imagine like King Supers on North College and help driving traffic that direction and bringing bikes to that access, you know, that area of town. I can imagine, you know, the Lyric might be on board with some, but, you know, you just never know what possibilities there are with businesses that are thinking along the same lines that are kind of in the same direction from downtown.
And it is sort of an art. I mean, there's, you know, you neither want to open too big or too small. And if it's not big enough, it's not connective and it's not useful. But if it's too big, then, you know, you got a bunch of bikes sitting there and used and not making the connection. So I think you guys are opening to plan and opening where you want to be opening, and you know, hoping for steady growth and hoping for engagement. And I think the summer is going to be really good for the program. And
yeah, I think so. And I think that's a good point to reiterate. And that is the station, the network works best when it's really dense. So you feel like you can get from point A to point B in 30 minutes and plug your bike back in. The risk of going over is only a few dollars, and that's maybe not that big a deal. But it's still nice to know that you don't have to have possession of your bike for an entire day if you want to take a nice ride around the trail or something. So we'll see how it grows over time. As I mentioned, there's a great need in my heart for bringing more family bikes into this program. Right now we've got one bike, and historically the bike library has had quite a few unique bikes, and we want to kind of have that unique flair here in Fort Collins eventually. So it's a unique and separate sponsorship packet, so we're hoping that one big business feels, you know, compelled to get our families on bikes and bring that to us, but right now we just don't have that capability. But, you know, stay tuned. We're only like 11 days old, so things can happen.
Any other questions for the bike library for Stacy while we got her up here?
How's your rental been so far? Is it capacity or close to?
Not at capacity, certainly. You'll go by stations and see bikes available. We've had a few days where there's been no bikes, and we're kind of frustrated because they haven't rebalanced themselves out back to a place where every station has some bikes. So we're trying to get used to user patterns right now to see where those demand is and where the demand is and where the bikes are going so we can proactively rebalance bikes. There's never been a time where all the bikes are out. We're getting 25 to 40 bike checkouts a day right now. depending on the day.
Out of how many total bikes are we running right now?
79.
That's not bad at all.
Yep.
That's a good start.
It's actually, our ridership is much better now by comparison than the bike library was last year at this time. Wow. So typically April is a really slow month for the bike library. And right now it looks like the bike share is being used more than the bike library was at this time.
Anything for Stacy, anything for anybody? I think everybody's here. All of our guests are still here. Just any general thoughts or comments anybody wants to share while we're all in the room together? No? Well, thank you guys for coming so much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
And we'll see you next time. Yep. Thanks a lot. Take care. Thanks for our guests, Dan Lionberg, Stacy Sepcik, and Cosmo Catalano. Thanks, everybody.